Well, we are here with Beth Seifert. She's our Bible study teacher, and she is taking us through 1 Samuel. It's a wonderful Bible study. You can find all the notes on our Bible Studies tab, along with the podcasts, and we just highly encourage you to use the materials and have your own guided Bible studies. Thanks for joining us, Beth.
Thanks, Amy. Well, today we're going to see Samuel as a young boy, and we're going to see that famous passage from the Bible where God speaks to Samuel. This is one of those passages that is in, pretty much every children's book ever written. It's one of those ones that we like to see, we like to hear, because it reminds us that God may come to us in ways that we do not expect. So if you have your Bibles, go ahead and open to 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. The boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. One night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, "Here I am," and he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." But Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." So he went and lay down. Again the Lord called, "Samuel." And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me." "My son," Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The words of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel a third time, and Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me." Then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, "Go and lie down. And if he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. The Lord came and stood there, calling as at the other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." All right, I stopped here today because I don't want to get into what the Lord tells Samuel just yet. Of course, you can always open your Bibles and read ahead and find out. But for today, I just want to focus on these 10 verses. First of all, I love this scene. It shows so many things. Now, a teeny bit of background is given as to the time of night we are looking at. The lamp referred to, when it says the lamp of God has not gone out yet, the lamp referred to is a golden lampstand which stood opposite God's presence in the temple. Its light shone all night, and then it went out somewhere around dawn. So we know it isn't dawn yet, but probably is in the early morning hours. Now, on to some neat things that this tells us. We know that the Israelites were distant from God's voice during this time. We are told that God's word was rare. That means that God hadn't spoken through one of his prophets for a while. In fact, there are only a couple of prophets even mentioned in the entire time of the judges ruling over Israel. This also shows us Samuel's obedience, even when he doesn't understand what is going on. He was woken from sleep by a voice calling his name. Instead of begging for 5 more minutes, Eli, just 5 more minutes to sleep, he immediately gets up and goes to see what is required of him. He doesn't ask questions like, "Why are you waking me up in the middle of the night?" He just goes to Eli, stands there and says, "Eli, here I am. You called and I came." Can you hear Eli's sleep-confused voice? "Samuel, what are you doing here? Me? No, I didn't call you. You were dreaming. Go back to sleep and let me get some more rest too." What's funny is that it takes this happening 3 times before Eli wakes himself up enough to really question what's going on. When he does, I give him credit for responding appropriately. Eli didn't say, "Hey, I'll come on with you. We can both talk to God." He respected that God wanted to talk to Samuel, and he helped Samuel understand what was going on here too. Verse 7 tells us that Samuel did not yet know God. Now, here's something very, very interesting. The Hebrew form of the word "know" in this passage is yada. Now, brace yourselves here, because this is the same "know" that is used in Genesis when Adam knew his wife and she conceived. This particular Hebrew word is used to describe all kinds of knowing, from to perceive, to consider, and to be revealed. So this verse isn't saying that Samuel doesn't know who God is. In chapter 2, we saw that Samuel was in the presence of the Lord. So this doesn't mean he hadn't heard of God. It means that he hadn't entered into a direct interaction with God. The kind of interaction that we will see is very frequent in his adult years. But this was the first time that God revealed himself to Samuel in this way. Basically, we are being told that this is the first time that God spoke to Samuel, and it was important enough for God to speak to Samuel as a boy. God knew Samuel could handle it. He knew what he was doing. Another cool thing that I noticed when we're reading these verses in verse 10, the Lord came and stood there. Did you catch that? God is standing there in Samuel's bedroom, calling his name. We have instances in the Bible where God speaks through a wind or a bush, but here, God is standing there. Now, we know that God does not have a physical body, but we also know he does have a presence, an existence. So what this is telling us is that this stand used here can also be translated as present yourself or to be present. It wasn't just God's voice that Samuel heard. God's very presence was there with Samuel. Wow, Samuel was a very special child. I don't know many children who wouldn't run screaming from their bedroom if God's presence was in their bedroom. But Samuel held his own, and he was ready for what God wanted from him. Samuel didn't even know what God wanted yet, but he was ready. How was Samuel so calm in the presence of God? Simple. He'd been in the presence of God his whole life. God was familiar to him. He had spent his time learning about God, growing in stature and in maturity with God. So when God calls to him, Samuel can be calm because even though this is the creator of the universe calling to him, Samuel is familiar with God. So today, as you go through your walk today, my question may seem obvious. Is God calling to you? Now here's the trick. Do you know his voice so well that you recognize it? Or are you running around trying to find out where that call is coming from? Is he calling you to something specific? Are you ready for what God wants from you, even if you don't know what that is? Look at how calm Samuel was about allowing God to work here. Are you that calm? Am I that calm? Are you ready to hand God the reins and listen to where he's leading you? Even if it doesn't make sense and you'd rather roll over and get more sleep? Samuel answered the call and he gets to spend his life in communion with God that we may not be able to experience in the same way today, but that doesn't mean we can have any less of a real relationship with God. We can still have the peace that Samuel had. We can still have that calm and confidence in who our God is. But in order to do that, we have to be spending time in his word. We must be digging in so that we can recognize the truth from the lies, the voice of God from the noise of the world. After all, as John chapter 10, verses 25 through 30 says, Jesus answered, I did tell you, but you did not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify about me, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all and no one can snatch them out of the Father's hand. And I and the Father are one. How do we recognize God's voice when he's calling to us? We know his voice because we are his sheep, because we've been spending time in his word, and we recognize when what he is calling us to is in line with his word. His sheep know him when he calls. And the promise is amazing. No one will snatch us from his hand because his Father has given us to him. We can't know him unless we've been learning from and about him. If you aren't spending time with the one who created you, it's time to start. Open your Bible for yourself. Read what His Word has to tell you today. Don't take my word for it. Don't take anyone else's word for it. No sermon, no pastor is infallible. Open your Bible and see what He has for you, so that you will recognize His voice when He calls.
Well, thank you, Beth. And Beth's study guides, as well as the 10-minute podcasts of these presentations, are all available in our archives under the Bible Studies tab of our website, naomistable.com. Nancy and I will be back with more on this in just a moment.